This is The State of Things. I'm Anita Rao, in for Frank Stacio. Gracie Curran grew up singing in the church where her mom was the choir director. While her friends were jamming to Britney Spears, Gracie opted for Etta James. In 2010, she teamed up with bass player Jeff Murfitt, and they created Gracie Curran and the Highfalutin Band. They never thought a weekend hobby would turn into a career, but they're now working on a sophomore album, and they have performances lined up along the East Coast. Gracie Curran and the Highfalutin Band are with me in studio. It's Gracie Curran, singer-songwriter, Jeff Murfitt on bass, Terrell Peanut Reed on percussion, and Chris Hirsch on guitar. Welcome to all of you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. So, Gracie, we said your mom was a choir director at a small Catholic church. From my experience growing up in a Catholic church, Catholic music is a far cry from the blues.
Oh, my God. It's such a far cry. Yeah. but it got me singing, you know, and she would, make sure I was at choir practice and then promptly kick me out for misbehaving. But that's where I started singing, you know, and then it kind of shifted. And then, you know, thankfully, people give you music that they love. And my dad passed a lot of music that he loved on to me, you know, and he would sit at the table every night and tell me about seeing, you know, all these amazing singers live, you know.
Because he worked at a blues club, is
yeah,
that right?
Yeah, he was a bouncer for a little while. But he loved music. You know, he would be like, oh, I saw Janis Joplin down the Cape, you know, and tell me all these stories. So, you know, and then he played Etta James for me, and it was like, oh my God,
that was
life changing. Yeah. I mean, I heard her voice and it just something, you know, changed in me. Yeah. And I've just been such a huge fan of hers ever since. And Ray Charles, he played Ray Charles. He used to play Ray Charles for me. And, you know, so all these bands that my dad loved, the Beatles, you know, he gave me, you know, all those influences. So, you know, and then I found a lot of, you know, from that, you know, their inspirations and people that they loved. And, you know, a lot of these old blues singers, you know, that I just had fallen in love with, like Big Mama Thornton and, you know, Coco Taylor and, oh my God. So
I hear,
once you start digging, there's so much goodness to find.
Of course. Yeah. And I hear the Boston in your voice. I will admit that. But how did you find the blues in Boston? Is there a strong community of
blues? There is a huge community. People, you know, people ask me about Boston all the time. And I have to say, you know, I would go out on Tuesday nights to this little club in Boston, and it would be like, you know, Ronnie Earl would come once in a while, and Mike Welch would come and play, and Roomful of Blues, and, you know, Tony Lynn Washington, and, you know, Shirley Lewis, and all these amazing, there's so many amazing musicians in Boston. And, you know, and I'm surprised. And then I start naming, and that people are like, oh, okay, you know, oh, all right, you know, when they realize that all those guys are from that area, you know, and they're really, it doesn't get better than that, doesn't get better than those guys, you know. So to be able to go out on a Tuesday night because they were local and see them play, you know, Smokin' Joe's. We used to go to Smokin' Joe's on Tuesday. I mean, it's really a gift. And, you know, we're so blessed in the Boston music community that, you know, we have so many amazing musicians that, you know, just play at clubs on Tuesdays. We can go see them.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, I'd love to hear what you all sound like and how that's all influenced you. Will you play a song for us?
Absolutely. Yeah. Sure.
So this is...
I'm running out of room to run. A thousand miles won't make it enough. Just when I thought I could trust someone, here I am now, I've come undone. I was holding on to you so tight. Teeth were clenched, my knuckles white. It was all I had left.
And the Highfalutin Band with Come Undone, the first single on their upcoming album. Gracie's here with Jeff Murfitt on bass, Terrell Peanut Reed on percussion, and Chris Hirsch on guitar. They'll be performing tonight at 9 p.m. at the Blue Note Grill in Durham. Beautiful song, and I feel like the theme of that song is sort of so much of what blues is about, really laying yourself bare, recognizing the times in your life where you felt like everything has been falling apart. And I know you all recently had an experience as a band on the road that sort of set you back a little bit. Tell me a bit about that, Jeff.
I was lucky enough to not be in that van.
You weren't in the van. Okay.
But Pina was there.
Pina took the full brunt of it.
But it was really serious.
Car accident on the road.
Car accident, yes. We were on doing construction on the two-lane highway, and we were on the way to a festival in Missouri, and we were in between Missouri and Arkansas. And a vehicle in front of us with ATVs on it, he was trying to make a left-hand turn, so we had to wait on the oncoming traffic. And we were sitting there, and a van behind us came down the hill like at like 70 or 75 miles per hour, ran into the back of us. I was in the back of the van. I had just laid down to just give a little rest.
A nice, peaceful nap.
And when the impact, I wound up up under the driver's seat.
Yeah, he was underneath foot, my feet.
And I was in the back of the van, so that's how hard the impact was.
Wow. Well, I'm so glad you all are okay and that you're still making music, and this maybe will shape your music moving forward. I want to have time for some more music, so I'm going to ask you to play us another song.
So it's good to be back. It's good to be back on the road.
Glad you're safe.
Yeah, so we're going to do a song. You know, we talked a little bit about this. Like the things, it's like the things that we love are sometimes like the worst things for us for some reason. So this is kind of about that. Like a moth to a fire, like a needle to a flame, at your lip before desire, can't have love without pain. I'm a fool and you're a liar, and I have myself to blame. But no one gets me higher, it's a damn shame. It's a damn shame. It's a damn shame. Like a bird on a wire, just singing in the rain. I never seem to tire of the sweet refrain. The chains that bind us is a strong that breaks. We can leave it all behind us if it's too much to take. Is it too much to take? Is it too much to take? Hey, hey, hey. 'Cause even now I don't want to, oh, I got to let you go. The more it's gonna hurt, the slower that things we love can be bad for us. Things we love can be bad for us. Oh, yes. The things we love can be bad for us. We love, we love, we.
Gracie Curran and the Highfalutin Band with the things we love. Gracie Curran is here with Jeff Murphitt on bass, Terrell Peanut Reed on percussion, Chris Hirsch on guitar. They'll be performing tonight at 9 p.m. at the Blue Note Grill in Durham. Another great song. We are almost out of time, and I have one more song I would love to hear from you all.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye and thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll see you tonight at the Blue Note Grill. Come on and see us.
Wonderful.
And their food. Oh, my God. Yeah. That should be a whole other segment. But yeah, come down for both things.
Delicious food everywhere in this state. The State of Things is produced by Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, Amanda Magnus, and Jennifer Brookland. Robin Copley is our technical director with help today from Al Widarski. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Anita Rao in for Frank Stacio here with Gracie Curran and the Highfalutin Band. There'll be a Blue Note Grill tonight in Durham at 9 p.m. Take it away, y'all.
What else can I do but hope for the best? Even with these scars and the person that's left, it can only get better. It can't get no worse. I paid the price before I knew the worth. Even with this rain pouring down on me, I know the sun will come out eventually. Even with this rain pouring down on me, I know the sun will come out eventually. Eventually, oh, yeah.